Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz, back with another dose of the Dopamine Fast. Today we're tackling a monster that's got us all in its clutches at some point, procrastination and fear. Ever feel like you have this amazing idea, this incredible project simmering inside you, but then... bam, inertia hits. You know that feeling when the to-do list grows longer while your motivation tank stays stubbornly empty? Well, friend, I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. We've all been there. But guess what? We can absolutely break free from this procrastination prison and conquer those fears holding us back. Let's get real for a second. Procrastination isn't just laziness. It's often a sneaky little shield we put up to protect ourselves from the discomfort of failure, the pressure of perfectionism, or even the fear of success itself. Yeah, that's right. It can feel safer to stay stuck than risk taking a leap and maybe falling flat on our faces. But here's the truth bomb. Growth happens outside our comfort zones. So how do we overcome this procrastination monster and those pesky fears? Here are five strategies that have been game changers for me, and I'm betting they can work wonders for you too. First up, break it down. You know those giant projects that feel like Everest? They're intimidating, right? But what if we chop that mountain into smaller, more manageable hills? That's the power of breaking things down. Instead of focusing on the whole massive task, identify smaller steps you can take each day. Celebrate each small victory along the way. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Think of it like training for a marathon. You don't run 26 miles on day one. Second, eliminate distractions. We live in a world filled with constant noise and temptations, notifications buzzing, social media beckoning, emails demanding attention. It's like trying to focus in a crowded marketplace. To combat this distraction, Tsunami, create a dedicated workspace, put your phone on, do not disturb, and use website blockers if you need to. Third, reframe your thinking. Fear often whispers lies in our ears. You're not good enough. You'll fail. It's too hard. But guess what? Those are just voices, not facts. Reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Instead of, I can't do this, try... I'm willing to learn and grow. Believe in yourself even when it feels tough. Fourth, set realistic goals. Let's be honest, setting impossible standards only leads to burnout and discouragement. Start with achievable goals that challenge you but don't overwhelm you. Remember, progress over perfection. Celebrate those small wins and keep moving forward. And finally, my friends, be kind to yourself. Procrastination and fear are normal human experiences. We all have those moments of doubt and struggle. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, self-compassion is key. Okay, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you're an aspiring writer who dreams of publishing a book. You have this amazing story brewing inside you, but the thought of actually putting words on paper feels overwhelming. You keep telling yourself, I'll start tomorrow, or I need to be in the perfect mood. Sound familiar? That's procrastination and fear at play. Here's how to break free. Break down the writing process into smaller steps, maybe just 500 words a day, or focus on outlining one chapter at a time. Eliminate distractions by setting aside dedicated writing time, turning off notifications, and finding a quiet space. Reframe your thinking. I'm not there yet, but I'm taking steps towards my dream. Set realistic goals, maybe aim to finish a draft within a specific time frame. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. Celebrate each milestone, even if it's just finishing a page or two. Remember, the journey of overcoming procrastination and fear is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep pushing forward. Because when you conquer these internal obstacles, you unlock your true potential and unleash amazing things into the world. So what are you waiting for? Grab that pen, open that document, or start that project. Take that first step today, you won't regret it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of motivation. Let's help each other break free. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, and keep chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.